Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, the Maples Evangelical Church people. So it is my pleasure to be here, and I would like to thank the Lord for giving me opportunity to share the message of the Lord and to give blessing from the Lord through His Word. I would like to thank our pastor, I think Lorenzo, Pastor Lorenzo, for having me here. And of course, my dear friend, Kuya Sam, thank you very much. And this is not my first time visiting your church. Actually, this is my third time. The first time during way back, 2023. I visited your church and joined your worship. And last Sunday, I visited also your church for the second time. But this time, I will give the message from the Word of God. So once again, good morning. And I bring greetings from Jesus the Savior Christian Church. Just like our brother have said, I am from the Philippines, Antipolo, Rizal. Lugar ng mga, sabi nila, kasoy. Pero ang tingin ko, lugar ng mga ibus sa mga Ilonggo, Suman or something, talagang malagkit. So, malagkit po, magmahal, sabi nila, ang taga Rizal. And sabi ko, hindi. Hindi lang Rizal, but all over the Philippines. Lahat tayo, mga Filipino, loving, caring. Tama po ba yun? So once again, magandang umaga, and ito po ay isang blessing sa atin to hear the message of God. We have read two chapters this morning. So two chapters, pag sinabi nyo, very long. So how yung time natin dito, I think 45. Ready ba kayo hanggang 12 o'clock? This noon, I think, by lunch fellowship kayo. No, kasi dalawang chapter ang itatakal natin. But I will try my best with the guidance of the Holy Spirit to minimize, no, and maximize also this time to have the blessing of the Lord from His Word. So let us all come to God in our prayer. Dear God, our loving Father, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, with gladness of being here in this place, to honor you, to worship you in spirit and in truth. May this experience we will have today be a testimony of your great love and faithfulness to all of us. Thank you, dear Lord, for the Holy Spirit that will lead us as we were about to hear your word. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight as I deliver your message. Bless this church, dear God, as they continue to serve you. Bless our time together, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. It is my prayer that all of us here will have a heart that will bring praise, that will bring thanksgiving to our God. Just like our praise and worship have sung this morning, iba't ibang dialect ang narinig natin. Papuri sa Diyos, praising God, thanking God for this day of worship. So I pray that in your hearts today, you will have more blessing to receive as we go along in our study this morning. So in Psalms 116, the scripture reading we have just read, focuses on the psalmist's personal experience of being rescued, from death and distressed by God. leading to an outpouring gratitude, outpouring thanksgiving, and commitment to worship and give full service to our God. So very, very personal yung experience ng psalmist dito sa 116 of the book of Psalm. It is a psalm of thanksgiving, highlighting God's faithfulness. But it is also the psalmist's vow to publicly praise God for deliverance. If you would study the whole chapter 116, it is a prayer. It is a prayer that God will hear his heart, that God would hear his cry. Psalm 116 begins in verse 1, expressing love for God because God heard his voice. God heard his voice and cry for mercy. So this sets for a narrative deliverance. The psalmist described being a perilous situation, near death, and overwhelmed by distress. He acknowledges the paths of death surrounding him. Sa King James or New King James Version, that's the word used. But in our reading this morning in the New International Version, cords of death entangled me. So imagine that, struggling ang psalmist sa 116 ng Psalms. Not only that, he acknowledges the pangs of Sheol, or sa NIV, sabi po doon, anguish of grave comes sa kanya. So with that experience, if you look at that experience of the psalmist sa 116, talagang masasabi nating no way out. Corner na ako dito. But with God's love and faithfulness, God answered his call. God answered his prayer and cry. So dear friends, beloved in Christ, God hears the psalmist's prayer and rescued him from this serious, very serious situation. In response to God's saving grace, the psalmist vow to offer thanksgiving to God. Kanina na mention sa ating praise and worship, no? Or dun sa Psalm 89, I think, meron dun vow na minention. So, the same vow yung inoffer dito ng psalmist to offer thanksgiving, praising God publicly and fulfilling his vow to God. When we say vow, it is a solemn promise. Solemn promise. Hindi laro. Hindi biro. Similar words are oath. Saan? Tasang kamay? Kanang kamay? You remember that? Pledge. Okay? Commitment, promise, bond, affirmation, word of honor, and covenant. I believe the best word I will use in this word to vow is covenant. Covenant, agreement, a contract. Sino po dito ang married na? Taas po ang kamay. Baka nahihiya kayo, hindi kayo proud. You must be proud na meron kayong husband, na meron kayong wife. No? Walang S yun, ha? So, na-remember nyo, you signed the contract, right? Paano kayo mag-sign ng contract? Meron akong kinasal na one time, sign siya ng contract. Okay, this is a final. Pag pinirmahan nyo to, and I would sign it also, that's it. Meron pang chance. Harangin nyo ako sa door para hindi ako makapunta sa munisipyo. Pwede kong hindi ma-file yun. Pero once na-sign ko na yon, that's it. That's final. That's your contract. You made a promise, you made a vow to your partner, to your spouse, husband man yan, o wife. So ngayon, with your covenant to each other, andun dapat yung katapatan ninyo sa isa't isa. Tama po ba ako doon? Na andun yung faithfulness ninyo sa isa't isa. Because you have this contract. Because you have this vow na kinonsider. Hindi lang sa harapan ng pastor, but in front of God. So dapat hindi po natin yan laruin. Sa mga hindi naman married pa, sinong taas niya ang kamay? Sino mga single dito? Ayun. So sa mga single, pray. Pray for it. Kung medyo crucial na ang inyong age, sabi nila, late na. Baka ma-iwan ka na ng aeroplano. Pray like the psalmist sa Psalm 116. Pray earnestly. Cry to God. Lord, alam ko meron kang plan. Pero don't worry. Kung plan ng Lord sa inyo ay maging single, you must be happy also. That's God's plan. The plan of the Lord is good, better para po sa ating buhay. So vow ang pinakita dito. In the Bible, a covenant is a solemn vow or agreement often between God and human with specific promises, with specific obligation. It's not just a contract. It's not just a contract, but a deep binding relationship characterized by loyalty and commitment. Covenant in the Bible highlights God's love and faithfulness, and His plan also for all humanity. Now, we have Psalm 117. So this is the exciting part. After the cry of the psalmist in 116, eto na. In 117, there is the power of praising God. There is the upliftment from his heart to give thanks to God. Psalm 116 and 117 are closely linked as part of the Hebrew word hallel, meaning praise. Okay, hallel. It is the praise psalms sung at Jewish festival. It translates to praise and refers to a specific set of psalms. If you notice in your Bible, dapat dala nyo yun lagi. Sino may madalang Bible po? Literal Bible? Ngayon kasi may mga technology na. Pero kung sa technology, of course, scroll. Pero if you would notice, kung titignan nyo, kung may dala po kayo, si ate, si tita, may dala. Pag binakflip mo yan, or tinurn mo yan page backward, and even forward, from chapter 113 hanggang chapter 118, you will notice na almost nag-start yung chapter from the words praising the Lord. And would end up also end the chapter praising the Lord. So ito po sa Psalm 117, nakita natin sa binasa kanina that it started praise the Lord and will end up. It end up praise the Lord. So here's the question. Can the love of God and the faithfulness of the Lord be separated? Ayan. So dito, the psalmist indicated his encouragement, his call for us to praise God. So in question, dun kanina, hindi po natin pwedeng i-separate yung love and faithfulness. God's love and faithfulness are presented inseparable and enduring qualities, not as separate attributes. Hindi po. Iisa lang po ito. Hindi po sila pwedeng i-divide. The psalm emphasizes that God's steadfast love and faithfulness are both eternal and intertwined. Intertwined, you see, yung sinatabi natin sa Tagalog, lubid. No, lubid yung medyo makapal. Kung you notice, yung lubid ay ano siya? Salitan. Salitan. Dalawang lubid, gaganon yan, and then itatwine yan. So pag dalawang lubid, tinwine, ano mangyari? Mas matibay. Stronger. Right? Kaya hindi mo pwedeng isang tabi yung love and dito sa kabilang side, yung faithfulness. The love of God is the reflection ng faithfulness. Kanina, ang mga kanta natin, more on pasasalamat, praising God for His katapatan, for His faithfulness. So, hindi po dapat natin ito ipaghiwalay. Psalm 117 verse 2 states, "For great is thy love," or the steadfast love towards us, "and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever." This implies that God's love and faithfulness are not distinct entities, but rather two sides of the coin. Same coin, pero nandun sila, magkabila ang side. The love and faithfulness of God. So the verse uses parallelism dito. A literary device where similar ideas are expressed in a related clause. So yung two clause dito, binasa na natin, great is the steadfast love and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. So essentially, say the same thing using different words, highlighting the inseparable nature of these two attributes. So the Bible consistently portrays God's love as an integral part of His nature. That's the nature of God. God is love. Huh? God is love. His faithfulness is also a defining characteristic, demonstrating that He can be trusted to keep His promises. To keep His promises. Whatever He says, He will do. How many of you pinanghawakan yung promises ng Panginoong Diyos? Is it good to claim and hold those promises of God? Because that's from the Lord. Pag siya ang nangako, He will do it. Kamusta po ang experience niyo with God? How many of you has this answered prayer sa inyong buhay? Taas nga ang kamay, answered prayer sa inyong buhay. Mabibilang ko lang ba? Lahat tayo, right? Di ba kayo proud that God answers your prayer? And eto pa, may nakalain lang pa kayong prayer. And with the love of God and faithfulness, He will surely hear from heaven. So dapat, tanungin ko kayo ulit. How many of you or of us in this room sinagot ng Panginoong Diyos ang mga panalangin nyo noon? Taas ang kamay. Okay. Ang sarap tignan. Parang yung mga elementary grade, hands up, isa gaganon pa eh. Isa pa, maikli. Gaganon pa, mama ko. Dapat ganun tayo. We thank the Lord. Proud tayo because He answers our prayer. So therefore, the psalm uses two different words, love and faithfulness. It emphasizes their unity in God's character. So take note, hindi nyo pwedeng tanggalin ang love sa faithfulness. Because of the faithfulness of God, nandun yung love niya sa atin. So we have this. We can now have verse 1. Inuuna ko yung verse 2 kasi yun yung 2 na clause, dalawang clause. So ngayon, dito po yung verse 1 papasok. God showed His love and faithfulness. Yung verse 1, sabi dyan sa NIV translation, praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol Him, all you peoples. This verse is a call for all people, regardless of their age, regardless of their background, regardless of their nationality, to praise God. To praise God. It emphasizes God's universal claim on all humanity and His desire for all to acknowledge Him. Nais ng Panginoong Diyos na i-acknowledge mo siya. God wanted us to honor Him, to give praise and worship. In fact, Paul quotes from this psalm in Romans 15:11. Kung bubuksan nyo rin ang inyong mga Bible, nandyan din yan. Same words sa verse 1 ng 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol Him, all you people. This shows that Paul also calling for all the people to praise God, not only Jews. Minsan, we are thinking of the Israelites. Sila lang ang pwedeng mag-praise sa Lord. Sila lang ang chosen nation. But binakapan ni Apostle Paul sa Romans 15:11, all nation will praise the Lord. And notice the word extol. Extol Him. In NIV. Sa New King James Version, dito po sa aking translation, ang sabi po dito, laud Him. Laud Him. This further emphasizes the universal scope of God's call to worship. The word extol, or sa Hebrew, yung original word niya is shava, means to praise or speak well of God. Praise enthusiastically. Hindi yung praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise enthusiastically. Extol. The highest or the highlights of God's worthiness of praise from everyone, from all nation. That's the thing na gusto makita ng ating Panginoong Diyos. Hindi tayo dapat mahiya. We should be proud. We are praising a living and great God. May kanta, I think, Sunday school, kung nataalala sa Sunday school. Praise Him, all the little children. Remember that? Tumahan tayo sa mga Sunday school. Nandun na yung character ni Lord. God is love. Pero kung kumakanta ka na ganun, praise Him, all the little children. Baka may pinagdadaanan siya. Pero, ang encouragement dito, extol Him. We will give our highest form of praise to our God. Because God deserves our highest praise. Tama po ba? God deserves our highest praise. So, remember, we are praising our great and mighty God. Living God. Na-experience nyo yan sa inyong mga buhay. That's why the word of the Lord here is in capital letter. Praise the Lord. Okay? So dito sa screen natin, nag-typo error lang yan. Pero if you look at your Bible, capital, yung word na Lord. Capital letter, Lord. Bakit siya capital? Because He is the God na dapat makatanggap ng ating thanksgiving and praise. He is the God na mighty and great living. That's why we should praise the Lord with our greatest or highest praise. Praise the Lord because He is the great I am. Mababasa natin yan sa Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. all caps. Check nyo yan sa inyong mga Bible. Bakit all caps? Siya lang ang dapat makatanggap ng highest praise. Kahit presidente, kahit anong tawag nyo dito? Sa Canada? Prime Minister. Pwede natin i-praise sila, pero yung highest form of praise, hindi. Sa Diyos lang. Sa ating great and mighty living God. So friends, let us praise God. Let us praise the Lord. Can you say it with me? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Another one. Praise the Lord. One, two, three, go.
Praise the Lord.
See? See the difference? You're praising God with the highest form of praise. Kung buka sa Ilonggo, kasi Ilonggo po ako from Iloilo, may mga Ilonggo po dito, no? Dayawan nato ng Diyos. Bisan mag, ano nga ito, kalamaos ka na. Kanda paos-paos ka na, Lord, praise you, Lord. Do it. Because God deserves the praise. So now, we will come to our point here in your program. Let us praise God for His love and faithfulness. He is faithful because He loves us. Nandun yung unity in God's character. So there are reasons for us to give praise and be thankful for our God, for His love and faithfulness. So dito, unity na, naandyan na yung unity ng Panginoong Diyos, hindi siya faithful if without yung kanyang love. So in our program, sa first point natin dito, let's thank and give praise to God for His faithfulness. Andun na yung love. Remember? United na sila. For His faithfulness, that is, number one, ano nakalagay sa program nyo? True. When we say true, it is capable of being believed, reliable, credible, dependable, trustworthy, correct. Yan po pagka sinabing totoo. Notice the word merciful. Dito sa New King James Version, dito po sa ating NIV, for great is His love toward us. So, yung sa New King James Version, dito po sa aking Bible, this word is translated loving kindness. No? Great, dyan sa NIV, great. Great is His love. It has the idea of loving and nandun yung grace, mercy, goodness, devotion, and faithfulness ng ating Panginoong Diyos. So, pag sinabing God has loving kindness to each and every one of us, package deal. Package deal. Nandun na yung kanyang grace, mercy, yung kanyang goodness, devotion, and faithfulness. This word pictures God as the divine lover of all people. The divine lover of all men, of all mankind. It finds its new in its New Testament equivalent in the idea of God's love and grace. So notice a couple of quick thoughts about the amazing grace of God. If you would remember the story of the Israelites seems to be remembering that it was the pure grace of God that brought them out of Egypt. It was also the grace that had kept them a redeemed people. So His faithfulness is true because of the truth. And the truth is, God loves them. So yung true, hindi magiging true without the truth from God. Nakuha niyo po yun? So dapat backup lagi natin yung truth from our God. So friends, there is a word for us in this thought today. His grace that is true saves us. sa Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 5, mabasa po natin dyan, "And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses in sins, which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of obedience," verse 3, "among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature of wrath, just as others." So dito po, only grace could have reached us in our lost, in our doomed condition. Because of the grace of God, andyan, sa verse 4. Huh? "But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ." Ano sabi dyan? Open close parenthesis. By grace, you have been saved. So the grace of God is true because it can save us. Philippians 2, 5 and 8, 5 to 8. Oh. Nandiyan sa ating screen. Basahin ko na lang po sa inyo. So dito po sa Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8, ang sabi niya dito, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to equal with God, but made himself no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men." Verse 8, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross." So isn't it beautiful and wonderful that we know the grace of God saves us? So yun po yung experience ninyo. Naligtas po tayo because of the love of God, because of His faithfulness, package deal with His grace. So not only that, His grace that is true secures us. Grace not only sought us out when we were lost in sin, grace keeps us in our saved condition. Nananatiling ligtas ka because sa security ng ating Panginoong Diyos. We are prone to failures. We are prone to spiritual wandering. If our salvation rested upon our ability to be faithful to the Lord, none of us would ever be saved. Thankfully, salvation is the Lord's arena, not ours. It's God's arena. We are saved by His grace, and we are kept the same by the same grace in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Basahin ko na lang po sa inyo, "We are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." So thank God for His unfailing, unchanging, faithful grace sa ating buhay. His faithfulness. That is, ano po yun? True. So let's go to our second point here. Praise God for His love, faithfulness, package na yun, united na sila. That is, ano sabi sa program nyo? Meaningful. Meaningful, ibig sabihin, important, significant. So God's faithfulness is meaningful because of His compassion. Pasok pa rin sa pag-ibig ng Diyos. Hindi magiging faithful ang Lord kung hindi ka mahal ng Lord. Sabihin nyo nga sa sarili nyo, mahal ako ng Lord. Sabihin nyo na rin sa katabi nyo, mahal ka ng Lord. Yeah. It means to be moved in the heart out of love for another. So this word is a picture of the grace of God actively moving in the life of the believers. So dapat kumikilos yung pagmamahal ng Diyos sa inyo. Kahit di mo sabihin na mahal ka ng Diyos, makita lang sa iyong face, Tingnan mo lang siya, nakasmile, nakikita sa kanyang mata. Wow! Naandyan ang love ng Lord. At na-encourage ako. Sana ganun din ako. Lord, gusto ko rin maging ganun. Ang bigat na ng problem niya, maraming trials, difficulties sa family, personal life, sa love life. Pero, let's move on. No? Dahil yung grace and faithfulness, love ng Panginoong Diyos, significant po yan, importante po yan. Meaningful because of His presence. Of His presence. Sa Hebrews 13 verse 5, sa last praise, very familiar passage po ito. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For He Himself said, ano sabi? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Ilan sa atin dito pinanghawakan yon? Panghawakan nyo. God is faithful because His faithfulness is meaningful because of His presence. Sa last part ng Matthew 28 verse 20, yung ating Great Commission verse or chapter or words dito, sabi doon, and lo, I am with you always. Ah, galing. Even to the ends of age. So see, that's God's promise. Pag sinabi niyang, He promised this, whatever He says, He will do. So, nothing to worry. His faithfulness is meaningful. His love is meaningful because of His presence. Not only that, meaningful because of His provision. Philippians 4:19, favorite verse niyo siguro to. Ano sabi doon? And my God shall supply all your needs, my needs, not the needs of your seatmate only. Your need. Take note of that word, need. No? The Lord said need, not greed. Okay? Kasi minsan, yun na eh. Masyado tayong, sabi nga sa Ilonggo, dalok-dalok ka. Diba? Need mo ito lang, pero gusto mo pa makuha yun. More. Hindi mo naman na need. Sobra-sobra na. So that's greed. Pero sabi ng Lord, my God shall supply all your needs. So God's faithfulness is meaningful because of His provision. So friends, I pray that the faithfulness of God magkaroon na impact sa inyong buhay. Because it is important. It is significant. It is meaningful. So we have 2 points already. We should praise God for His faithfulness. Nandun na yung love. That is, number one, true. Number two, meaningful. And number three, His faithfulness, that is, sabi sa program nyo, enduring. Enduring, ibig sabihin long-lasting, without change, constant. This is the character of our great God. He is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Nasa Malachi chapter 6, or chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I do not change, sabi po doon. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, enduring, without change. That's why we can proclaim, God is good all the time. Pwedeng dugtungan yan ni Kuya Sam. This is the best day in my life. Because God is good all the time. You have problems, you have mountains, you have Goliath facing. God is good all the time. Bakit? Andyan yung love ng Panginoong Diyos. Andyan yung kanyang faithfulness sa atin. It's enduring because of His love sa atin. At dito po, mababakapan po natin ito. Enduring for He is a sustainer. He sustains us. God will never fail those who place their trust in Him. Sa Romans 10:11, whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. So, friends, not a single word on His promises will ever fail. Remember that. Not a single word in His promises will never fail. Sabi nga, whatever He says, He will do. So when God promised, claim it. Hindi man bukas, claim it. Ibibigay ng Lord yan in His perfect timing and will because He sustains us. If you look to Him for the needs in your life, brothers and sisters, you will never be disappointed. He will sustain you through this life and into eternity. Not only a sustainer, He is also a Savior. His faithfulness endures, for He is our Savior. In the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 26, sabi dito ni Jeremiah, those who wait upon the Lord will see Him, or will see Him bring them out of their trouble and trials. He will not fail His children, but in His time, He will deliver them from all their valleys. He is our Savior, our Redeemer, our King. So my fellow servants in the Lord, friends, I would like to remind you that God knows where you are today. He knows what you are going through. He will not forsake you. And He will keep you and bring you out of trouble and trials. Just trust God. Claim His love and faithfulness that is enduring. So gawin niyo lang po yon, brothers and sisters. Praise God for His faithfulness that is true, that is meaningful, that is enduring. And we have the last point. Praise God for His faithfulness that is continuous. Yan sa inyong program. Continuous, connected, extended, or prolonged without break. Sa term ninyo dito sa Canada, meron sa mga mahilig sa mga flowers. May tawag kayong perennial. Tama ba? Pag perennial, all weather, parang gulong naman. All weather, all season. Andun siya. Prolonged. So ganun po yung faithfulness ng ating Panginoong Diyos. Continues. Okay? We can look back the years, the trials and disappointments in our lives, the heartaches. God always graciously proven Himself to be a faithful Creator sa ating buhay. I have often said that God must and will prove Himself to His children. You cannot trust a car, lahat naman yata kayo may mga car, na hindi umandar. You cannot trust a plane, sasakyan ninyo, na hindi kayang lumipad. Tama ba? So kaya ninyo ginagamit kasi tiwala kayo, no? Na gagana yan, kikilos yan. God tells His children to trust Him and prove Himself to them. So from Abraham up to now, He is still faithful. Huwag niyo sabihin na, ay, sa mga Old Testament time lang yan, faithfulness ng Lord. Hindi yan kasama sa year 2025. No. Sabi nga kanina, He is the same yesterday and forever. So brothers and sisters, the faithfulness of God is continuous because He is faithful in His Word. Because He is faithful in His Word. Psalms 119:86 says, all thy commandments are faithful. So His prophecies will not fail. His promises will not fail. His preservation will not fail. Dahil faithful ang ating Panginoong Diyos from His Word. So that's why I keep on encouraging everyone to claim the promises of God. Mangyayari yon. Perfect timing ng Panginoong Diyos. Not only in His Word, but He is faithful in answering our prayers. Basahin ko na lang sa inyo ang aking last verse dito. Psalm 143 verse 1, ito yung from the Psalm of David. Sabi po dito, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me and your righteousness." So remember, the psalmist in the chapter kanina, chapter 116, he has that gratitude and commitment to worship God, to praise God because of His love, mercy, and because of hearing His cry, hearing His prayer. So same thing, dapat ganun din po tayo. If we need to cry to God, do it. Do it! Kasi kung hindi nyo yan lalabas, baka sa iba lumabas yan. Mahirap. Cry to God because we know His faithfulness is true, His faithfulness is meaningful, His faithfulness is enduring, and the last, His faithfulness is continuous. So my dear friends, always remember God's love and faithfulness. Lagi magkasama yan. And let's always praise Him for that. Praise God for His love and faithfulness. That is true, meaningful, enduring, and continuous. Para mas maintindihan at mas maalala nyo, remember your church. Remember the Maples Evangelical Church. Kung paano biniyayaan, blines, at pinakita ng Diyos ang katapatan niya sa inyong buhay. T-M-E-C. Faithfulness of God is true, meaningful, enduring, continuous. Remember and love your church. Do you love your church? So, next Sunday, baka dito po ako mag-church. Dapat maunahan niyo po ako. Kasi nauna kami kanina dito. So, unahan niyo po ako. No? You wanted to give your highest praise sa Panginoong Diyos, but pa-relax. No? Maraming mga bagay ang gustong paggawa ng Diyos. So remember, yung praise and worship team, part yan ng worship. Hindi yung message only. Kaya if you miss the first note ng drums dito, hindi kompleto blessing nyo. Sino nag-drums, kuya? Tandaan nyo po ako, ikaw pa po nag-drums next week. Pag nag-hit na yon, kung sino nandito, puno ng blessing. Yung mga ano, bawas na. But, be-bless pa rin kayo ng Lord. Hindi ko sinabi hindi kayo be-bless. Pero mas maganda, praise God. If you wanted to praise the Lord, show your effort. Kasi yung ating Lord, nag-e-effort din para sa atin. Yun yung covenant niya sa ating lahat. So brothers and sisters, magandang umaga po sa ating lahat, and I would like to close my message, at gusto kong tawagin yung aking brother dito, Brother Jay, and meron kaming rinedding song number for us today to remember God's love and faithfulness sa buhay natin through our Savior Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and King.